T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Cookin' Joe. I don't know where the hell Starkey is. Taking an elongated break here, I guess. He did bring up an interesting point that he wants to talk about if he does show up again. He's like Pompeiani. Walks away, doesn't pay any attention to the clock. What is up? What are you doing?
Where's Maddie? I was reading off of him like a guy reading a defense. He's not even in his seat.
I know.
I was outside talking to somebody, reading the play off Maddie. If he's not here, why would I be here?
I think he had to go to the men's room.
Oh, is he okay?
I hope. I guess he is. I mentioned you wanted to talk about quarterbacks of errors here.
I did. First, I wanted to mention Robert Kraft with...
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
What was that, Ron?
I don't know. Sounded
I
like
heard
a
motorcycle.
And he's not here.
There's
to
nobody
even
here
stop
to turn
the
off
music.
What are we supposed... Are we on the air?
I believe so. Our light's on out there. Where is Maddie? Where are you?
He went to get food. He didn't go to the bathroom. The guy's coming back here with food, Ron.
The music is going on forever. You're
Ballsy,
not here.
You left the two least technologically adept human beings on the planet here with the music playing, motorcycles running. We were stranded.
I just had a disaster in the kitchen.
What happened?
So I had this homemade soup that I brought in. Okay, I just wanted to heat it up.
Yeah.
And I obviously filled it up too close to the top of the container.
Yeah.
And
bubbled all over.
Well, it almost did. I tried to, you know, before it bubbled over, I stopped the microwave. And then I spent at least a good 2 minutes trying to figure out how am I going to carry this now down the hallway into the studio. I had no idea that I was even close to the ending of this break because it's normally much longer.
That's what I was thinking. And
Ron
yelled at me.
Couldn't you just put that soup on a plate and carry it back? One of those styrofoam plates?
Yeah, that would have been a better idea.
Yeah. I was panicking. I couldn't even think straight. I was like, how am I going to do this here?
So what kind of soup you got?
It's a little... Do you ever have the Zuppa Toscana from Olive Garden?
What?
No. Is that like minestrone?
No, it's
Can
got like...
Can you translate that, Folsy?
It's got like potato slices in it and a little bit of meat in there.
Mm. Joe, I see you come back with something. That looks like some sort of dessert. What
I stole this from the news people.
What
I
is
don't think
it?
They say it's a cupcake from Oakmont Bakery. I have no lunch
today. Why
don't
you bring one for me?
Because I was late anyway.
Okay. Forget Ron. That's all right.
Anyway, I fully apologize for what just happened.
It's okay.
Right there.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
So
what did
Robert Kraft
have to say?
Said they will make every effort to bring Brady back on a one-day contract to retire as a Patriot. My question is, do you think Brady will be amenable to that? Do you think he wants that? He had a little trouble with Belichick at the end. We know that much. He didn't feel wanted by New England.
Yeah, but he had all his success there.
Yeah.
Well, not all of it. He did win in Tampa. I would guess that he will come back for that. The crowd, you know, forget Belichick, forget Robert Kraft. The crowd will adore him.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of those guys that don't we all like to be stroked and patted on the back? I would
yes.
think he'll come back.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he will. Next question, the weighty questions with Brady. For you people out there, do you feel at the end of his career, did he become more likable to you in Tampa where he was sort of less restrained by the Patriot way and Belichick and was even seen... You know, hammered at a Super Bowl party, tossing the Lombardi trophy, things like that, speaking his mind on social media, all of that. Or what feeling are you left with this guy? He's one of the most hated athletes in Pittsburgh sports history.
The most, maybe? Ray Lewis, I mean, can you come up with Ovi isn't well liked here by the hockey people.
Maybe the most.
I can't come up with anybody that I would automatically put over
him. In the division, Ray Lewis, you mentioned. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect maybe.
For a very short time.
He tried to hurt people.
I think Brady, like if I put out a Twitter poll, I think Brady. But is that still your feeling? Did you come to at least a grudging respect of him? 412-928-9370. How do you view him, Ron, as likable, unlikable character, Tom Brady?
I don't think he's real likable.
Do you find him likable, though?
No, not especially. I got tired of him. Respect him, though, is an entirely different thing. I don't know how you not.
Yeah.
All the accomplishments we've talked about. But likable, I don't know if I can go there.
I always thought there was something married
to Giselle. You know, he had the perfect life. And, you know, maybe it's some jealousy. I'm not going to say that isn't part of it for people.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's the way other markets feel about Sidney Crosby, like the perfect athlete,
right.
You know, who wins a lot. I never found Brady that likable.
No.
More likable in Tampa. I'll say that when he started to show a personality. But he always something seemed a little weird. I remember watching before the 16 AFC title game, or maybe it was after the game, his news conference. Then I went in the locker room and just stood. He was right next to me at his locker. I'm like, something doesn't seem right here. This guy looks like he's 23, and he was 43 at the time or something.
Well, when he retired that video yesterday, he looked younger than when he first came into the league.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
There was something about him, I don't know if I can articulate it, Ron, that I didn't like.
Now, isn't Peyton Manning, wasn't he more likable?
Yes.
But Peyton Manning didn't beat you.
More so after his career than
during. Yeah, because he's so good in front of the camera. But
yeah.
He didn't beat you like Brady beat you.
Right.
Which is a big part of dislike and jealousy, I think.
Falsey, more dislike, more annoyance, or more respect? How do you feel about the entire Brady experience?
Well, definitely for most of his career, I hated him as a Steelers fan.
Because he was good and beat them, or because you considered him a pretty boy, or what?
Yeah. Yes, there was some of that, too.
My mother used to call him Pretty Boy Brady.
Yeah.
That's how she referred him. Well, who does Pretty Boy play today?
Yeah. Right.
My 97-year-old mother.
People don't like the perfect person, seemingly perfect, who has everything, right?
And it seemed like, even if it wasn't true, it seemed like the league was extra protective over him too. Like they would, he would get all the calls.
Except they suspended him for that ridiculous Deflategate.
But that was after Spygate,
right.
Which you assumed he was all part of.
Well, that's
too.
The other thing.
The cheating
yes.
part of it was a huge aspect of it.
Very legitimate questions about whether he was the beneficiary anyway. I don't think he was active in it, but the beneficiary of their cheating.
Yep.
They cheated.
Yes. That's another reason why it's so easy to hate him. He was the face of a franchise that cheated.
Do you agree
that Deflategate was ridiculous?
Yes. Yeah, I don't even consider it Deflategate.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It was Goodell's vengeance for Belichick not cooperating with Spygate and going along with the plan and you know, coming out and speaking and apologizing and being contrite and all that. And Goodell just went weirdly out of his way to bury Brady and very well could have buried the Patriots that year. How many games did he take him out for? Six?
I think, was it four?
Four in the end? I thought it was six.
Maybe it was. I'd have to look back.
I know Ben's suspension went from six to four.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say he was likable there for a second. He was likable for a season in Tampa Bay when he, he escaped the Belichick hellhole.
Yes.
And actually became, you know, more of a personality. But then by the end, like even a couple of weeks ago, when I heard him on his podcast saying to Jim Gray, well, if I knew what I was going to effing do, I would have effing done it by now. Shut up.
And then
you're unlikable.
And go away. And then to me, I think he really tarnished himself in a way by allowing himself to be tampered with and just basically like going and meeting the Dolphins.
Yeah, that too. That's right. I almost forget about that.
That crap turned me off in a big way, Ron.
Yeah, he's not a likable figure.
I don't think he is a very likable figure. Do you guys think he'll be good as an announcer? And do you think that this will satisfy him? That this is something he'll want to do for a long time, like a Troy Aikman or a John Madden Or will he get very tired of it and want to do something else?
$37.5 million a year, that would keep me interested in a while.
But he's already got tens of millions
Guys don't have tens of millions. They want more.
Yeah, but
you know, it's never enough.
I don't know that he'll do it the rest of his life. Do you think he'll be good at it?
See, I don't know. You know, Romo was to start, and I think Romo's lost his fastball. You know, I saw Collinsworth on TV talking about Brady yesterday. Again, I might be a lone wolf. I think Collinsworth has been tremendous for a long time. I don't think Brady will be that good. I don't. That's
ballsy?
Just my opinion.
There's nothing really about him that makes me think that he would be good at it. I don't know. Has he ever been really insightful during interviews, or has he been particularly, I don't know, overly funny at times? Like,
the only time I saw personality a lot was when he would do those golf tourneys with Peyton Manning
Nicholson.
And Barkley and those people.
Yeah.
He definitely has a sharp edge to him. And if he can bring that to a broadcast, then that's the way I think he'll succeed at it and be good at it. People have surprised me either way. You know, I thought Hines was going to be good as a broadcaster. He wasn't. I thought Cowher was going to be bad. He turned out to be pretty good. But when you're in the booth like that, if you're not willing to be honest and have either humor or an edge or be really insightful and have an ability to break down the X's and O's so that the average
person... You got to make it interesting doing that, too. Right?
So that the average person can understand it, then you're not going to be good. I think he has a chance, though. He's got a chance to be very good.
Obviously, Fox thinks so.
Do they think he can be good or just that he's going to be Tom Brady in the booth?
Tom Brady. He's ours in the booth, you know. Sort of like on the NHL broadcast, Gretzky. I don't think Gretzky adds anything from what I've seen.
Exactly. Great example. Great example.
He's Wayne Gretzky.
But is Wayne Gretzky going to be satisfied doing that the rest of his life? It sure doesn't look like he's having fun.
Probably. It doesn't look like he's having fun.
I think Brady's going to wind up doing something else. I don't know what it'll be. Will he get into politics? Will he be President Brady someday?
Acting.
Coaching.
Acting, exactly. Not coaching.
No, I can see him in a front office, maybe.
Like Elway?
Like Manning and
Elway.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Coaching is too much work.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Who wants to do that?
I could see him owning a team.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He strikes me as that almost sick kind of competitor like Jordan, where he's going to want to be on the competitive side rather than just sitting there analyzing games.
I agree.
He'll take $100 million over 3 years, Ron. Yeah, $200 million over five, whatever.
So what? Yeah, whatever.
And then I think he's so addicted to that side of it that I think he's going to want to be on the competitive side. I really do.
But I thought that about Cowher. I thought that the competitive juices would lure Cowher back into it.
Yeah.
I mean, Parcells walked away, came back.
Yeah.
These guys, they can't give up that competition angle.
But what are Cowher's options for owning a team? You know what I mean? From that side of it, he could have come back to coaching, but my God, that's just a different ball game.
And I'm sure Bob Kraft will invent a position to put Tom Brady on his staff.
He would. I'm sure he would.
Maybe not while Belichick is there.
Who do you think he would?
I don't think he really cares.
I think he would choose Brady over Belichick.
I think
if Brady
so
said
too.
He wanted to come back and be GM, if Bill's gone, I think Kraft would choose him.
Oh, if Bill's gone, no. I don't know that he does that this year, next year, 2 years. Of course, Belichick's not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
I don't know if those two are going to work together.
I agree with that, but I think Kraft would choose Brady.
Might be right.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I agree. Absolutely. I think he would do anything for Brady. Really? Maybe
it seems like the only reason Brady stayed in New England as long as he did was Kraft, not Belichick. Belichick seemed to want to get rid of him in favor of Garoppolo.
Yes. I agree
all
with
those
that.
Years ago.
But Kraft let him go.
Yes.
Because
he was
coach,
smart.
Because his coach didn't want him.
Well, eventually he did.
Right.
I mean, my God, by that time it looked like he was done with the Tennessee playoff game where he gave up the interception for a touchdown.
Everybody thought it would be his last pass, right?
Yeah.
Didn't somebody bid astronomical money for
his last pass? Yeah.
Turned out
well, that
not
was
to
with
be.
Tampa, right?
Yeah. Turned out when he
last
retired.
Year.
Turned
yeah.
out to be not his last pass.
Is Mahomes the successor? Is Mahomes a guy that, for the Steelers, for example, a team that has designs on winning in the AFC, that always does, is he going to be the Brady of this era where it gets to be ridiculous? Like for 15 straight years or longer, you're going to be saying, we have to go through Mahomes at Arrowhead almost all the time.
I think he's the heir apparent to Brady, but I think Burrow, because they play Cincinnati twice a year, will be even more of that guy. We got to go through Burrow and Cincinnati to win our division. I think that'll be more relevant than Mahomes, but I just think Mahomes is so incredible. I would say Burrow would be that guy, Joe.
Yeah.
Only because they play him twice a year.
Sure, but the specter will be looming over if you want to get to where you want to go. Even as a wild card team, you're going to have to go through Mahomes at Arrowhead, and I think the Chiefs are better situated. We'll see what Burrow desires contract-wise. Mahomes left a ton on the table. He signed a deal that runs forever, knowing that people, he's already not in the top five anymore in average salary.
I remember
already.
When his salary came out, everybody said, wow. And Andrew Brandt said, this is a great deal for the Chiefs.
Then they make the Tyreek Hill deal, which hasn't affected him a bit.
See, that's another
or them,
thing.
And they wind up getting these picks.
That is such a feather in Mahomes' cap, if you will. He loses maybe the most dynamic playmaker in the game, and they're going to the Super Bowl without him. I think that's a great tribute to Mahomes.
What he did last weekend, I don't even know if we've talked about enough as a football world I'm talking about. The dude played on one leg with his top three receivers out, let alone Tyreek Hill from last year being gone. Virtually no running game, very little running game. And he beat a really good team and got to the Super Bowl.
What a gutsy call to get rid of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
To get rid of your most dynamic weapon from him. I mean, you could argue Travis Kelce's right there, but to make that move?
I just don't see the Chiefs going anywhere for a long, long. They look like the new Patriots to me, and that's a problem for any team in the AFC that's going to have designs on a Super Bowl for many, many years. They won't get there every year, but Brady got there every other year.
Well, this is 3 and 5 years for Mahomes.
I think Mahomes can get there on average every other year, what Brady did. I really do.
That's why, I mean, I could see him being remembered even better than Brady without 7 Super Bowls.
How many do you need to be remembered better than Brady if you don't get 7?
You know, if he keeps stacking.
4 or 5?
Yeah, 3 or 4. If he keeps stacking MVP awards, he's going to win his second one this year of that. He's a Super Bowl MVP. If they win on next Sunday, he'll probably be a second time Super Bowl MVP. Brady, I think, won 3. I just think if he keeps stacking these awards, he has a chance to be remembered as well. But he'll never match him this postseason 7 Super Bowls. He just won't.
How much of that depends on how long Andy Reid sticks around, though?
Great question.
That could be, too.
Great question.
I don't think Reid's going anywhere.
He's no spring chicken,
though. No, but as long as he has his health and he has Mahomes, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Brady actually has 5 Super Bowl MVPs.
Does he have 5?
Yeah.
Is it 3 MVPs in the league?
Maybe.
Okay. I thought I saw 3 somewhere.
Francesa says that he's not the greatest Super Bowl quarterback ever. That's Montana with a perfect 4-0 that includes 11 touchdowns and no picks.
Now Bradshaw was 4 times 0-2, 4-0-2.
He was.
Yep.
Now, at least one of those, he was more or less a passenger for the first one.
First two.
Do you agree with Francesa
first
here?
First two.
I don't. Brady was 7-3 in Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go against
with 5 MVPs.
Joe Cool, but I would probably still take, Brady.
How about you, Fulzy? Is there a better Super, is Montana deserved to be called the best Super Bowl quarterback of all time?
I mean, if you have 5 Super Bowl MVPs, that's got to top
the list. He has more Super Bowl MVPs than Montana had wins.
Right. I mean,
what
come
are we
on.
Talking about here, Ron?
We can't continue this conversation seriously.
More Super Bowl MVPs than Montana has wins.
All right. Who is? You said he said he's also not the best regular season quarterback.
Who did he say was?
That's what I'm asking you.
Let me see here. I think he might have said Peyton Manning. He said the best I've ever seen is Peyton Manning.
I'd take Brady.
Brady's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
I'm sorry. If you go 23 seasons in the NFL and you don't even lose 100 games,
you see that?
That's
he has
including
97
the playoffs.
Losses. Didn't even lose 100 games.
And his greatest team lost. That team was ridiculous. That's the best. I've seen the 85 Bears. I watched the 70s Steelers. I've seen all the great teams after the 60s. And the Patriots of that year were the greatest team I've ever seen.
Just when the football Giants beat them?
Yeah. They wiped out every team they played. They didn't win in the end. I realize that. But if you want to call them, okay, the greatest regular season team I've ever seen, that's the greatest football team I've ever seen. They destroyed people all year. And he didn't even win that year, Ron. But I still, to me, that year is still goes on the plus side of his all-time resume. They were 17-1.
Right. That was a Randy Moss year, right?
Yeah. And the Anthony Smith year.
They had 17 touchdowns that year, Randy Moss and
How about
Tom Brady?
The fact that Eli is the one who, in the end, Eli might be the only player in the whole league that can say, I got the best of Tom Brady.
Twice in Super Bowl.
I mean, Manning did from time to time, but I'm talking like for a career.
Right. Twice in Super Bowls.
I think that's the main reason why he's even considered to be in the Hall of Fame, Eli Manning.
I agree with that. Yes.
His numbers aren't that great.
He has some great positive numbers and some great negative numbers. But I think he will wind up in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, we were talking about Robert Kraft and Tom Brady. I see a headline here. Robert Kraft says Patriots want to bring Tom Brady back on a one-day deal.
I think this was out when he was having trouble with the soup.
Oh.
I think that's why.
Oh.
Joe mentioned it.
I was wondering what that looked
like.
And
we actually talked about it for 2 minutes. Would Brady come back?
I thought you were part of that conversation.
Are you sleeping back there?
No, I did not hear that part of the conversation. I was in the middle of my soup disaster.
It went on for 2 minutes. Well, do you think he'll come back? Well, maybe not with Belichick, but yeah.
But that had nothing to do with the one-day deal. That had nothing to do with the one-day deal. That conversation, that morphed.
You were paying no attention. No attention.
It's tough to get under Folesy's skin, Ron.
He gives us the fist whip.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say.
I mentioned quarterbacks across eras. We'll get to that eventually. We will, because I think that's a bigger conversation than the segment next and then top of the hour, Ron. I know you're very excited for this. It's the return of Folesy's Wheel of Football. You like that?
Nothing like it. I wanted to do one yesterday in your absence. And the Brady thing kind of blew us out of the water.
Meantime, up next, there's a very odd, I don't even want to call it a war of words, but there's something very strange going on with Taylor Lewan. Is that how you say his name? Lewan? And TJ Watt. What's going on there, Folesy?
I was going to include it in the wheel, if I may, but if we want to talk
about
Lewan it separately.
Lewan said he spit in his face. He said he admitted it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute, leading into your Wheel of Football. I'm sorry to steal of your topics, Folesy.
Right.
It's too late for me to adjust. I'm very stuck in my ways.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.